Hello, everybody, and welcome into episode number 328 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
And I'm also Michael.
We decided that we were going to let both Michaels back this week.
Yay.
It was a long discussion for Nick and I.
It was.
But we felt, Michael, that sometimes your facts are interesting.
Thank you.
Not all the time, but sometimes. No, I'm kidding. Most of the time they are. I need to be nicer to you because you are actually a nice person.
I was going
to
say, he's the one that actually posts the podcast these days, so...
Yeah.
He should be nice.
He does. Yeah. Any problems are his fault, though. Also remember that.
I'll learn to do Audacity. Change everything.
Such power and responsibility.
You know that my dream is to be a professional wrestler. You know this. And I would be such a good bad guy.
How's your frog splash?
It's pretty great. I would be a moonsaulter, though, personally.
Okay. I mean, I could see that.
I'm flying and I'm flipping.
It's a good way to use momentum, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. Anyway, so if you hate the WWE questions... They're my fault.
100%.
Always.
Yeah. So anyway, Michael, you teased us last time with your second fact about the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And I would argue that the atmosphere at wrestling, professional wrestling events, is a lot of fun. Is your fact related to wrestling in any way?
No.
Oh, then I'm out. See you. Bye. No, I'm kidding. Okay. So introduce us to your fact, your question. You know the drill.
So it's about the Earth's atmosphere, actually.
Oh.
And
wrestlers
in
are on Earth.
February. Yes. Yes, they are. Not in their heads, maybe. But February of this year, they used some old data, about two decades worth, that was collected from the SOHO satellite, and discovered that instead of the Earth's atmosphere being 62 miles out like we originally thought, it extends much, much further. And so my question was going to be exactly how many miles, and I'll give you within 5,000.
Within 5,000?
Yeah.
Wait, so we're going from 62 to a range of 5,000?
Right. So it's the geocorona for the Earth. It's basically just a cloud of hydrogen atoms that's around the Earth, at low density, but still they're connected to the Earth's atmosphere. And, I'll give you this. They extend past the moon. So the moon technically is a high-altitude aircraft, if you think of it that way.
Okay, so that's 348,000 miles?
The moon's 273.
273, okay.
273. So definitely more than that. I have no idea how to even begin to venture a guess because I don't know anything about the atmosphere beside that it exists. I've never seen the atmosphere.
Have you ever looked up?
I have, yeah.
Are you like a pig?
I haven't had an emotional connection to the atmosphere.
Okay.
That's a better way to say it.
Okay.
I've never had a moment. Besides saying cumulonimbus clouds,
uh-huh.
And I like saying that.
Yeah, yes, that's a good one.
Right, but we decided that was a great name for a children's metal band.
Cumulonimbus?
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Storm is Coming is their first song.
Oh, yeah. They make it rain with their sweet tunes. I'm never gonna stop. Okay, so over 273,000 miles, because you said the moon is part of that.
Yep.
Does this account
4,000?
Guys, we're not asking the proper questions here. Does this account for the flatness of the Earth? Like, are we talking? What shape is the Earth in this study?
So, the shape of the Earth does not have an effect. It's more the side that's facing the sun versus the side that's away from the sun, because the geocorona is kind of look like a comet's corona in a sense.
Okay.
So on the front side, it's like 70 hydrogen atoms per square centimeter, and on the back side, it's like 0.2.
Okay. Mm.
But they're still gravitationally connected.
So now that I have that information, yeah. I think the answer becomes pretty obvious, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, obviously, we still haven't gotten back to what shape you think the Earth is, but we can revisit
that. It's an oblate spheroid, isn't it?
That sounds plausible. It sounds plausible. Okay, so yeah, Nick, you said you knew, which you're going to throw out a number and it's going to be right. So go ahead.
It includes the 400,000 miles.
I'm going to say 301,000. Just beyond the moon. The moon's like chilling right on the border. It's got its feet in the waves,
right.
But it's not in the ocean.
Come on out,
400,000 and 1 mile.
So it's, I've got it written down, 390.
Oh, come on.
390. Lindsay wins.
Ding, ding, ding.
391,000.
Closest without going over.
391,000? Wow.
Yeah.
I think when we give this question to folks listening, we're going to give them a bigger range than
5,000. Yeah, I just wanted to see if he could guess it.
And I did not.
No.
Within 6,000.
Cool. What is that, what in context, why is that new discovery? Why is that important? Why do we care?
So obviously, in science and nature, you know, since scientists are being so dismissed recently, I think it's important that we continually, you know, learn about our environment, you know, the ocean, the earth, space. So it's interesting when new science stuff like that is released, because they launched that satellite in 95 and they've been compiling this data, and they just started looking at it last year. That's how much they have to go through.
Right.
So they just released that in February and said, you know, the atmosphere is huge. We just couldn't see it because the interaction from the sun's on those atoms is blocked by the Earth's atmosphere. So they had to actually get outside with a satellite and observe it.
Oh. So did they send the satellite further out than they had originally intended?
Yeah. So it's at the Lagrange point, south of the Earth on the inside where the sun is, and basically looking back at the Earth, and then it points left and right.
Right.
In context, east and west. I don't know how you
describe
that.
I understand,
space. But it basically just continues to measure until it gets a reading, and then it just kind of reads the whole thing. And so they were able to figure out, based on the size, what the corona looks like.
Okay.
So it's called the Geo Corona.
Okay.
That's cool. My Geo Corona. No, okay, sorry. I was
going to say, if you were going to start singing a song, he had said Lagrange, ZZ Top.
Yeah.
Throwing that in there.
I know, but I was thinking, you know, My Sharona and Geo Corona.
Yeah, no, I got it.
I wasn't sure, honest. I don't do karaoke.
I heard Corona and went to the beer. So.
I'm more partial to My Bologna.
Okay, so who's got a segue? Because that's a good fact. I like that. Anybody have a fact?
I do not have a segue.
I do not
have a segue. Wait. We were talking about songs.
Yeah.
Song, music.
And songs can set the atmosphere.
Yeah. Okay, so my fact is that there have been, well, so should I do a Michael or should I actually? How many, I will give you the number. There have been four musical acts.
Mm-hmm. As he holds up three.
As I hold up three figures. They have been one, two, three, four, five musical acts. There have been five musical acts that have had three songs simultaneously in the Hot 100 Top 5.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you name any of those five musical acts?
I mean, Ariana Grande's got to be one.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande is the most recent one to join the list.
I think I asked
that
this question.
That was a podcast.
Did
or
you?
An actual question.
Yeah.
You asked Ariana Grande.
Yeah, because she was at the turn
that
of the year.
That was the most recent.
Got it.
At
okay.
the turn of the year.
So who was the first one? That's my question.
Who was
the first musical act to have three songs?
Elvis?
Elvis is not on
the
list.
Beatles.
The Beatles would be my next.
The Beatles is, yeah that is the correct answer.
Is Michael Jackson on that list?
Michael Jackson is not on that list. It's actually a very odd list.
Madonna?
Blondie?
Madonna is not. Blondie is not. Is not somebody who you would think. The remaining three.
Perry Como?
Yeah. The remaining three are not anywhere close to where you would end up guessing.
Are they individual or group?
They are all individual acts.
Eminem?
It is not Eminem.
Are they recent or old? Like what time?
They are all relatively recent, within the last 15 years.
Beyonce?
Beyonce is not on the list.
Mm, that's a good guess, though.
Yeah.
She's good at a lot
Jay-Z?
Of stuff.
Jay-Z? Jay-Z is not on the list.
I'm trying to think of huge songs.
Drake, probably.
Drake is on the list.
Really?
Yeah.
He Drake made that list?
Yeah.
I no longer like this.
That's
list.
Why I said it's not going to be something that you would guess.
Is anybody else annoyed by him during the NBA playoffs?
I'm annoyed by his name.
Okay. I think the entirety of the Golden State Warriors are annoyed by him.
Just
I think
sit down and watch the game.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's what you want, people sitting during sports.
Drake's not a player.
If they're in front of me in the
okay,
stands, I want them sitting.
I will say this. I think that it was silly. Like, you should not be involved or touching things, but
yes.
I am totally cool with people getting rowdy, especially having celebrities care about something. That's exciting to
no,
me.
No,
you sound like a hockey fan.
With me.
I am. Okay. I am very much a hockey person.
You've never seen me during a Chargers game. I get a little rowdy, but I'm saying, like, he's on the floor.
It doesn't matter when there's, like, three people in the stands at Chargers
games. How would you
games.
Feel if, like, Kawhi Leonard jumped up on stage during a Drake concert and started giving him a massage? That would be odd, right?
Yeah, I'm not saying that his actions aren't odd. To be clear, I think that they are weird, and I think that he should not be involved in gameplay, touching players, touching coach. Like, he should not be involved in those things. However, I am saying that it's okay for him to be enthusiastic about the team, because the Raptors do have an amazing logo. I think the there should be more dinosaur mascots is really what I'm getting at, and that is why I'm pro-Drake.
Right.
start changing teams' names, like the Pittsburgh Pterodactyls, or
I would buy so much
pterodactyl
merch.
Gear.
Oh my gosh. My dream, I'll tell you guys this. My dream is to have a women's ball hockey team named the Clever Girls, and we're gonna put a picture of a raptor
yeah.
Right on the chest.
If only.
If Only.
And now all of your teams have to be named after the country you represent.
Yes.
Maybe you should drop down a level or two and you'll be able to get that done.
Yeah, that's true. Don't worry. We'll put the World Ball Hockey live stream link in the link tab in case you guys want to watch this obscure sport that no one has heard of.
Right.
We'll leave it in there for you.
Yeah.
Be among the tens of followers.
Ball hockey.
Yeah.
I watched the last one.
Is that like roller derby, but they actually have like goals assigned and stuff?
It's on the ground and you run. No ice.
It's like hockey with no ice.
So field hockey, but...
No, field hockey is an entirely
different sport.
It's
ice hockey without the ice. Also, if I could record myself having this conversation, I would, because it happens constantly.
I would assume so. You could just say,
yeah, we always
go to this website. Yeah. I posted the description.
You have a little business card
to
just hand to somebody?
Yeah.
It's like, ball hockey, the basics.
It's like a tall person being like, no, I did not play basketball. Stop asking me.
Right. Yes.
The weather is fine up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to segue into my fact. We were talking about athletes, and I've been training for this and trying to eat healthier as a lot of people are in the world, and that's been a big trend. Specifically, fast food chains such as McDonald's, Burger King's, Wendy's are introducing healthier options to compete with a lot of fast casual chains and the, you know, like the Panera Breads of the world, et cetera. So back in 2014, McDonald's got some flack for, you know, being McDonald's, I guess, as it happens. And they wanted to make their Happy Meals a little bit healthier. So they toyed around with the idea of introducing what flavored broccoli. So they flavored some broccoli. It never made the stores, but I would like to know what specific flavor McDonald's thought, this is going to be great for kids. This is going to have kids eat healthier. What was that flavor of broccoli?
Is it still a vegetable flavor?
No. I would not.
It was. Is it a condiment or is it actually, is it another menu item they're trying to flavor?
It is a flavor.
Okay.
So
artificial.
They sell these things at the grocery store. They're called grapples or grapples. Have you ever had them?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. We bought a six-pack of these apples that were called, it's either Grapple or Grapple. I think it's okay. Grapple.
They were grappling with the, the name of it.
Is it a blue or white dress?
Yeah. And it looks just like an apple, but then you bite into it, and it tastes like purple popsicle. It tastes like grape, which is a very terrifying thing. And then they had these grapes. They sold these bunch of grapes that tasted like bubblegum.
I would eat those.
And they were so weird. It really messed with your head.
Yeah, I can see that.
They weren't bad. They just were wrong and therefore not good.
Biff, there's a flavor scientists. It's a big, big time industry of getting, you know, like how do you get the Coke flavored in your chapstick or your, you know, I've seen pizza flavored.
Right.
Or not flavored, but scented. Chapstick.
My wife is a big fan of Hershey, and we have lip balms that are all the like Reese's Pieces.
Mm-hmm. I used to love the Dr. Pepper lip balm stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now that I know that Dr. Pepper is not pepper, that's fun for me.
It's plum, right?
We don't know.
It's prune, I think.
It's prune, yeah.
Well, either way, it's not pepper. I didn't drink it for the first 20 plus years of my life.
Because it was pepper?
Yeah, I thought it was pepper soda, and I was like, ugh, pepper soda, that's gross.
That's, that's a fun thing, actually, just discussing what people thought. When they were a kid.
Yeah, I have no problem recording it. I can never run for office. We know this.
I was today years old when I learned.
Yeah.
Today years old when I learned. Okay, so Michael, what is your guess for what do they try to make this broccoli flavored like?
Barbecue.
Barbecue broccoli.
But in a Happy Meal?
Yeah.
No, it'd have to be something candy related. I would say cotton candy.
Cotton candy?
Yeah.
Barbecue? And what was your guess, Michael?
I would say ranch.
Ranch.
Ooh, that is a good guess.
All of you guys have very, very good guesses, but all of you are wrong.
Okay.
So if you want to, Nick is the closest by terms of sugary related. Yeah, it was not candy, but it's sugary things.
Pixie sticks?
No.
So is it like fruit flavor broccoli?
It's a pretty common flavor. Like people use this flavor on a lot of things
vanilla,
that aren't
cherry?
This thing.
Chocolate.
Mm-mm. This is a dent. It's one of the worst dentist things that they use.
Oh, it's bubblegum.
It is bubblegum.
Oh, okay.
The fluoride that you have to bite. Yeah, I mean, you had bubblegum flavored.
You did, but that wasn't your answer. You locked in. I thought you were going to guess bubblegum, and I was like, of course, but you didn't. So I'll leave it at that. Yeah, so bubblegum, and they just kind of described it as like, ooh, it's not going to happen.
That would throw kids off, especially if they try to eat broccoli at home, and their parents are like, where's the bubblegum?
Yeah, and also I don't like broccoli. I like broccoli, but it's got a flavor. Like it's not like it's just like some bland like.
It's not like a stick of celery.
Yeah, exactly.
It's cauliflower with slight flavor.
Yeah, so I would not put those things together, but that's just me.
I have a hard time. I don't like broccoli. But I have children.
Would you eat it with would you eat it with bubblegum flavored?
No. I probably would not.
Broccoli florets with cheese is good. I'll do those steam bags
the
and stuff. Because the cheese is what makes it edible, you know?
So I have a bonus fact. So I'm looking at the most recent data I could find of McDonald's. Not a ton of stuff out there, but a couple different places. So what percentage of McDonald's sales are Happy Meals? So what percentage of customers
really
get Happy Meals, or what percentage of their sales are Happy Meals?
It's going to be lower than you think, I believe.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's the other way.
No, because McDonald's has turned into, like, you know, early morning, late night drunk food. People don't order Happy Meals.
What do you mean turned into? Hasn't it always been?
No,
or
I think.
No?
I think
originally
it's
it was
geared towards that. The dollar menu is really designed for that.
Yeah.
It's not
I think it's still a treat when, like, for kids. It's like, if you're, I remember as a kid being like, if you're good, we'll go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Well, the toys aren't as big anymore, and I don't think you get anything with the Happy Meal for the Monopoly game when they do it. So I think that skews sales as well.
Oh, that's true. I mean, I have bought my fair share of Happy Meals.
I played the Monopoly game for a good while.
Yeah.
It cost me 15 pounds and a lot of money.
Did you win?
No.
McDonald's just more food. 22 million visitors per day, approximately, by the way, in the United States.
I'm going to say about 35% on
35%?
On Happy Meals.
I think that's high.
Yeah, I'm going to go 19%.
19?
I'm going to say 12.
12? Okay, Nick is the closest. It's 14.6% of customers buy Happy Meals when they go into McDonald's. And my last McDonald's-related fact, which, by the way, at McDonald's, if you want to sponsor this podcast, we do great podcast reads, because I do them. So let us know, McDonald's. Call us up. We're here for you. Okay, so what percentage of McDonald's are based in the U.S.? So the U.S., if you took every U.S. McDonald's location, what percentage of all of the McDonald's locations located here in the United States of America?
So they just recently have been on a downward trend, because I know Subway overtook them as the world number one.
Was it Subway? I thought it was Chick-fil-A.
Subway.
Okay.
It's by a lot, like a large margin. Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to reuse my guess and say 35%.
35%?
No, it's going to be a little larger. I'm going to go with 62%.
Yeah, 62?
There's a McDonald's at every exit off of every major and minor highway everywhere
in
the country.
And we're the third largest in population. And I know they have McDonald's in India, so it's going to skew a little bit. But
yeah, that's going to be high. I'm going to I think your two-thirds guess is pretty good, but I'm going to go under. I'm going to say 50%. Half.
50. Okay, the correct answer is 40%.
Oh,
so Michael, you're
you
closest.
Go.
Yeah.
So 40% or the United States accounts for 40% of the worldwide McDonald's locations.
Okay.
So, there you go.
How about McDonald's sales percentage wise?
It's a great question. It's a lot per day. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
It's a lot per day.
Yeah.
Okay,
I can tell you that this office constitutes a good portion of that on a daily basis.
Of Happy Meals?
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay, so who else has to go fact-wise yet here, guys?
I'll go here.
Well, considering you're the only one left.
Perfect. Let me just step through.
Sorry,
this
forgotten, order. Michael. So I'll call you
He's
now.
Just getting
you
these,
know what?
You're getting all these adjectives added to your name.
I've forgotten Michael. There's your secret phrase.
I've forgotten Michael.
That's two Michael secret phrases in unrun.
If we had a soundboard.
It's nice that he was relevant to this
they'll
podcast.
They'll never
Nick.
Expect it.
No. I've forgotten Michael.
I'm still here.
You're still here. I've forgotten Michael, though. That is your secret phrase. So go ahead, Michael. Tell us your fact as we wrap up the show.
So Mark Zuckerberg has a virtual assistant in his home.
Is it Jarvis?
It is actually named Jarvis.
Is it really?
Does it have the same voice?
It does not have the same voice.
Oh.
I would pay Paul Bettany to do the
absolutely.
Voice.
Absolutely.
Well, that is the question.
Yeah.
What celebrity voices Mark Zuckerberg's Jarvis?
Oh, if it's not Paul Bettany,
oh,
it has
to be
Morgan Freeman.
Thank you for listening to the We Don't Know Either podcast, everybody. I quit. I'm so goddamn done.
I mean, if you're talking of people that narrate personal assistants slash you would want to narrate, Morgan Freeman would be the guest. I was too slow to say it, but yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So go ahead. What's the story? How did Morgan Freeman come to narrate?
So Zuckerberg was designing this assistant for his home to kind of just help him out, because that's what he does.
Mm.
And he opened the vote to the public, basically said, I'm going to create this AI assistant for my home. Who should voice it?
Oh, he's lucky he didn't get, like, Pitbull or something.
Yeah, why would the internet? What are you doing?
Bodie McBoatface.
Yeah.
Internet,
once Reddit gets involved, that's going downhill.
Yeah.
Or what's the guy's name that does the Affleck duck?
Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah, like, why didn't the internet get
Iago?
Gilbert? Yeah, why didn't the internet get Gilbert Gottfried or
right, just
Fran
to screw
Drescher?
With him. Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't use Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
Basically just Microsoft Sam.
Yeah.
So
what's her name? Janice from Friends.
Yeah. Janice from France.
Oh, God. Fran Dresser.
Yeah.
So everybody chose Morgan Freeman, naturally.
Right.
And I guess after presenting at something called the Breakthrough Awards, which is some sort of tech award that Zuckerberg co-founded, Freeman was doing one of the presentations. He asked him, he's like, hey, listen, the public picked you. Would you be willing to do this? His answer, according to this article, was, yeah, sure. So it's now Robert Downey Jr., who plays Iron Man, had offered to voice it.
Uh-huh.
And I guess there's a video somewhere that
I don't know if you want a condescending
that had
assistant.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay. No,
that would be fun. That would be fun. Or Sean Connery would be a good one.
So is that will be available to the public?
It is not available to the public as of yet.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that has to be something eventually will be that you can choose who you right. want to voice, just like the Tom Toms of yesteryear. Right. Or they probably
well,
still
the
exist.
Current ones, yeah. You can get like Morgan Freeman's voice and stuff with the software. I'm not, probably not for personal assistance, but.
I mean, you could probably adapt it.
Yeah. They've got, what are they called, patches.
Wow. Well, you learn something new every day, which is the entirety of the point of this podcast. Learn with us, because we don't know either. And that is the show, and we're going to wrap it up. This has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
And I'm also Michael.
And we don't know either.
Bye.